All right, finally done. That's the last project, right? Do you need help with anything else? You sure? Have you double-checked your to-do list? Okay, how about your schedule? You might forget something again like the last time. Okay, that's good. So, what do you want to watch? Remember what I told you before I went in the bathroom? I said we're gonna watch a movie after we finish doing your schoolworks. You don't feel like watching anymore? Oh, okay. Well, that's understandable. No, it's fine. It's okay, seriously. You don't have to apologize or explain yourself. I understand. You've probably had a busy day too. And it's also really late. So we should sleep. Yeah, of course. Hey, thanks again for letting me stay here. Thanks for letting me sleep over. It's been quite a lonely day for me, so I appreciate it. Of course. I'd also let you sleep over in my place when you're the one who needs it. I'd do anything for you. 'Cause that's what a good best friend does. Okay, so we should really sleep. Finally in bed. What's that? Thank you? For what exactly? Oh, jeez. It's no big deal. Don't mention it. Of course I'm gonna help you with school. You need it. Yeah, well, don't do that again next time, okay? I know. I'm not mad at you. What's important is you've learned your lesson. And I'm sorry for being so harsh earlier. I don't want to hurt you, but I most certainly don't want to see you get hurt. Not really. I mean, when I had a crush, I did some stupid things too. No, that's not what I'm saying. You're not stupid. Of course not. You just get lost in your emotions sometimes. And that's not a bad thing. You just have to know when to draw the line. That's why I keep telling you to set your boundaries with Jessica. Hey, it's okay. I know that you want to help her, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that, you know what she's like. You know what I'm talking about. She doesn't have to flirt with you when she needs help. Well, she can just simply ask, like a normal person. Look, she's aware that you have feelings for her, and she knows that you'd be willing to help her. It would have been okay if she wasn't flirting with you. And if the help was minimal, but come on, You're literally doing her work for her when it should be her doing those. Do I make sense? I'm sorry. Are you sure? No, but you look sad. You're sleepy? Oh, okay. Well then, we definitely should sleep. So, good night. You too. Sleep well. I can't sleep. Hey, are you awake? Hey. He seems like he's already in a deep sleep. It's always so relaxing to watch you sleep. I'm sorry I made you sad with what I said. And even if you don't tell me, I know that it made you sad. And I'm sorry. I know I can be blunt sometimes, but I try my best to be gentle. It's just that I don't know how to be honest without hurting you. I really don't like Jessica for you. I don't hate her, but I hate the way she treats you, and I wish I could protect you. You know, you don't deserve to be treated that way. Whenever Jessica would approach you, I already know what she's up to, and that makes me so upset. You don't know this, but I actually confronted her once. Well, I tried to. But she didn't listen. Sometimes, I wonder about how you see me. Do you only see me as a friend? Well, best friend. I wonder if you've ever thought about me in a different way, other than being the kid you've known since you were a child. Because, honestly, I've thought about you differently. I've seen you as more than my best friend. I've seen you as more than my childhood friend. I've had different feelings. Okay, this is making me nervous. I just really hope that you're asleep because this is going to be so embarrassing. I wish I had the courage to confess while you're awake. I want to let you know how I feel about you. I really do. It's just that I find it so hard. I don't even know how you feel about me. I mean, I know you think of me as your best friend, but I'm not sure if there's a chance for us to be together. The truth is, I love you. I love you as in, I love you more than a best friend. My love for you is so much deeper than that. I love you as in, I want to be with you. I am in love with you. I just wish I could tell you that, but I'm too scared, too nervous. Well, what? No, I wasn't saying anything. What are you talking about? No, you must be dreaming. I wasn't talking. I swear. Oh, that? I was just practicing my lines. Fine. Okay. You caught me. You're right. I wasn't practicing anything. I was confessing. Are you happy now? Ugh, don't act innocent. You know what I'm doing. I'm confessing my feelings for you. And obviously, you heard everything I said. So, I don't want to repeat myself. What are you laughing at? Ah, cute? Really? This is cute to you? Me getting embarrassed? Ugh, whatever. I'm going to sleep. Ugh, what? Do I want to talk about it? Absolutely not. I've already embarrassed myself enough. Why are you apologizing? Really? You mean that? Okay. All right. Let's talk about what I said. So, now you know that I like you. I'm sure you heard everything I said. Okay, I love you. There, I said it. Is that better? Why didn't I just confess before? Because I've told you my reasons. I'm not sure if we're a good fit. You're too good for me. And I don't want to ruin our friendship. What made me say that? Well, usually when someone confesses to you, it kind of makes things awkward. You can't just be friends anymore with that person because there's already feelings involved. In our case, I'd need some time away from you to think and move on. Because you don't feel the same way about me, and I know that. You like Jessica. Oh, you heard that too, huh? Well, about that, yeah, I confronted her before. I asked her why she was doing that. You know, playing with your feelings. She didn't give me a proper answer. Are you really sure that you want to know what she said? It's gonna be painful for you. Okay. She just told me that you're a gullible person and that she needs someone to do her assignments. See how much of a jerk she is? And then she just laughed and walked out. I never bothered to try again after that conversation, because it's clear to me that she's a very selfish person. And now you know why I don't like her for you. Hey, I know it's hard, and I'm sorry. I wish things weren't like this. Are you sure it's fine? Yeah, it's good to know the truth, even though it can be painful, right? So, does this mean no more Jessica? Thank God. Finally. It's about time you stay away from her. Yeah, I guess this is me protecting you. What did you want to ask? Of course, I meant everything I said. I do have feelings for you. Wait, does this mean that we can't be friends anymore? Oh, okay, well, I'm glad that we can still be best friends. You want to tell me something? Sure, I'm all ears. Are you sure about that? Because you might just be, I don't know, overwhelmed by your emotions. So, you're saying that you've also had feelings for me for a long time now. Okay, but what about Jessica? Oh, so you just turned to her so you can move on from me? But why? No, why would you say that? I'm not out of your league. I didn't know that. You saw me that way. Yeah, I guess this is what happens when two people confess their feelings for each other. I want to ask, can I kiss you? Don't worry. I've never kissed anyone before either. Yeah, this is also my first kiss. Wow, that was incredible. Yeah, I'd like to kiss you again. So, does this mean that we're a thing now? Like, are we a couple now? You want to take things slowly? That's fine with me. No, of course I don't mind. Anything you want. So, you want to kiss me again? Okay, come here. Hey, it's okay. That's all in the past now. At least we were able to confess our feelings for each other while we still have the chance. Jessica can suck it up. How long have I had feelings for you? I'm not sure, but I do know that I've had a crush on you since we were young. I just didn't understand what those feelings were, so I never paid that much attention to it. But then, in the beginning of our first year in high school, my feelings got deeper, and then when you told me that you had a crush on Tina, your first high school crush, I felt my heart break a little. And then over time, it felt like I was just waiting for something. God, you have no idea how much I've wanted to confess. But now here we are, and I'm happy. I really am. You're happy too? I'm glad. Wait, you mean to say that you've always liked me, but you try and force yourself to get rid of those feelings? And how did that work out for you? Yeah, I thought so too. I've honestly tried doing the same, but I can't help it. It just keeps coming back, no matter how much I try my best to shove my feelings aside. It's always been you. No matter how much I run away, I always end up running back to you. Oh, am I making you blush? Well, you give me butterflies. Thank you, by the way, for being my best friend, for always being there, for lending your strength when I need it. You've saved me so many times, more than you know. Hey, give yourself more credit. You do so much, you know? It's one of the things that I love about you. What are you saying thank you for? You're welcome. You know, I'm always willing to do anything for you. Whether it be keeping you company, or letting you cry on my shoulder, I do it. Whatever it is. As long as I can make you feel safe and loved. Oh, I'm cheesy? So you're complaining now? Good. Because honestly, I don't care if showing you my love is cheesy. Call me whatever you want, but you can't stop me from expressing my love for you. I love you. I love you so much. I think we should sleep. Okay, one last kiss, and then we will sleep, okay? Good night. I love you. Sleep well, okay? I'll be here in the morning.